resistance continues in occupied Oaxaca. Despite over 200 confirmed arrests, over 50 confirmed disappearances, dozens confirmed dead at the hands of the PFP's notorious gunmen, the people of Oaxaca are not backing down. They have called for international support. Responding to that call, on the 8th of December, outraged protesters descended in D.C. on the Mexican embassy. That's the sound of about 30 people outside the embassy banging pots and pans and water bottle drums. Meaning, he has fallen already.
Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Y de Oaxaca sacaremos este güey. Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Sacaremos a Ulises de Oaxaca. Y de Oaxaca sacaremos ese güey.
And the APPO have both put out concerning this situation to go after Mexican embassies and government interests everywhere.
So, December 22nd, you want to do something to be with the brothers and sisters of the Zapatistas in Oaxaca. You are invited to be in front of any embassy and let this corrupt government and let Bush know why it's important to have puppets at the South. So everybody's invited. Thank you.
And the point was made that what's happening in Oaxaca is an extension of things that are happening inside the United States and serves the interests of corporations in the U.S. and people like George Bush. That from the police suppression in Oaxaca, the police brutality in American cities, from the destruction of indigenous lands in Mexico to gentrification in American cities, it's all the same war.
Our victim was manifested in gentrification, poverty, unemployment, racism, outsourcing, fear, and war. Oaxacans have organized themselves for years towards resisting neoliberalism. The major obstacle to freedom in Oaxaca is the same obstacle we face, the capitalist imperialist aggression of multinational corporations based in the United States and their lackeys in the U.S. government. The North American Free Trade Agreement, the Central American Free Trade Agreement, the Free Trade Area, the Americas, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. All of these were created on U.S. soil without our consent, and they all cripple the poor worldwide. If we want to show solidarity with the people of Oaxaca, We need to organize in our communities to house our politicians. To house our prosecutors.
To clean up the mess of this country.
Our police.
Oaxacans do not need us to go to Oaxaca. They need the spirit of Oaxaca to come here.
We're the big targets.
Yakayo! Yakayo!
That wall. The big targets are back here in D.C. Ulysses Freeze has been compared to an imperial sub-governor, not even the president of Mexico, while the emperor is on his throne in D.C., namely Bush. In other words, it's not necessary for fighters from North America to go to Oaxaca to fight the PFP. Rather, it's important that the spirit of Oaxaca come to fighters in North America so that the people behind the PFP based in North America can be dealt with here. It's not enough to march on Mexican embassies and consulates. We've got to march on the corporations that benefit from treaties like NAFTA. We've got to benefit on the homes of members of the boards of directors of those corporations. We've got to march in the homes of politicians who vote for trade deals. You don't go after the octopus by striking down one of its limbs, you go after its head. What is happening in Oaxaca is one tentacle of the capitalist octopus squeezing the life out of the people of Oaxaca. Cutting off that arm doesn't keep another one from coming. We've got to go for the head, and the head is here in North America.